Title: Lose Percussion Placement in Ableton. Beginner Drum and Bass Groove Lesson. Alright, let's make your drum and bass drums feel alive. Because here's the thing. In D&B, the kick and snare are your anchor. They're the confident, solid center of the groove. But the hats, shakers, and little ghost perks, that's the fabric. That's where the motion lives. And if you get that fabric to dance around the anchor without collapsing it, your beat instantly sounds more pro, more human, more rolling. In this lesson, we're building a 16-bar loop around 174 BPM, using only Ableton stock tools, and we'll learn three core skills. 1. How to use Groove Pool for controlled looseness. 2. How to do tiny manual micro nudges that create that rolling feel. 3. How to match timing with velocity and a bit of clean processing so it doesn't just sound off, it sounds intentional. Let's set it up. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create three MIDI tracks. Name the first one Drums, Core, second one Tops, Hats Shaker, third one Perk, Ghosts Fills. On each track, load a drum rack. Keep it simple. A short punchy kick, a crisp snare with some body and some snap, and for tops pick thinner, noisier hats or shakers. Avoid super long ringing hats at the start, because long tails can hide timing problems and then later they'll smear your groove. Cool. Step 1. Build the anchor. Go to drums. Core and make a 1-bar loop. Classic D&B skeleton. Put your snare on beat 2 and beat 4. So that's the backbeat. That's your this is drum and bass statement. Now add the kick on beat 1. And then add one extra kick for drive. If you want a safe option, do kick on 1, and another kick around 1.3.3. If you want more of a roller vibe, try kick on 1, a little 1 at 1.1.4, and another at 1.3. The important teacher note here, do not start by loosening the kick and snare. People do this and then wonder why their beat feels like it's falling down the stairs. Keep the core tight first. Grid at 1/16 is perfect, and if you quantize anything, quantize only the core hits. Now step 2. Add tops on the grid first. Go to tops. Hats shaker and start with closed hats on every 8th note. Just steady energy. Nothing fancy yet. Then, occasionally add an extra 16th note hat, especially as a lead-in to the snare. Like a tiny TSS right before the snare lands. At this point it should sound very rigid. That's okay. We are building a before and after so you can actually hear the improvement. Now we get into the fun part. Controlled looseness using Groove Pool. Open Ableton's Groove Pool. You can find grooves in the browser under Grooves. Drag in something like a Swing 16 groove. Ableton has a bunch of them. Or if you want a slightly more old-school bounce, try an MPC-style swing. Now, apply the groove only to your tops and your perk tracks. Not to your drums, core. That separation is everything. Anchor stays stable, fabric moves. In the Groove Pool, start with these beginner-safe settings. Timing around 15%. Random around 8%, velocity around 10%, and bass set to 1/16. Play your loop. You should immediately hear the hats start to lean and breathe. It's subtle, but it feels less like a robot. Quick coaching tip. If it starts sounding drunk, reduce timing before you reduce random. Timing changes the overall pocket. Random is seasoning. Too much seasoning ruins the dish fast. Now, step 4. Micro-nudging. This is where rolling starts to happen. Go into the MIDI clip for your tops and zoom in so you can see the notes clearly. Turn snap off using the magnet icon, or set the grid super fine. We're not doing huge moves, we're talking milliseconds. Pick just 2 to 4 hat hits per bar to shift. Not everything. This is important. Microtiming works best in clusters, not random chaos. Choose a moment and make it consistent. Here are the ranges. If you push a note earlier by about 5 to 12 milliseconds, it adds urgency and forward motion. If you pull it later by about 5 to 15 milliseconds, it adds laid-back swing and weight. D&B-friendly nudging ideas. Try pulling hats slightly late right after the snare. This makes the snare feel heavier, like it lands and the air moves after it. Or try pushing a tiny hat just before the snare a little early. That creates a feeling of being pulled into the backbeat. But here's a really useful rule. Choose one reference hit in each bar and keep it closer to the grid. For example, the first hat of the bar. The one right on the downbeat, that becomes a tiny internal metronome for the listener. Then the other hats can sway around it and still feel coherent. And another rule of thumb, if you can clearly hear the timing shift as a mistake, it's too much. In D&B, microtiming is usually felt more than heard. Now step 5, ghost percussion that answers the snare. Go to perk, ghosts fills, load short, tight sounds, rim clicks, ticks, foley taps, tiny congas, even a super quiet ghost snare. You want short transient-y sounds, not big tonal hits. Program a few 1/16 notes around the snare. Put a tiny hit just before the snare sometimes, like the 1/16 right before beat 2, and also the 1/16 right before beat 4. Then put a tiny different hit just after the snare sometimes, like the first 1/16 after beat 2 and after beat 4. This is call and response. Before snare, after snare. It creates conversation around the backbeat. Now loosen these ghosts more aggressively than the hats. Apply groove pull again, but you can push timing up into the 15 to 30% zone for ghosts. And you can manually nudge one or two of them a bit later, even up to 20 milliseconds, if they're quiet enough. Key point. Keep ghosts quiet. If they're loud, looseness sounds like sloppiness. If they're subtle, looseness sounds like groove. Step 6. Match timing with velocity and tone so it feels human. Open up the MIDI velocities. For hats, alternate loud and soft hits. A simple pattern could be something like 90, 55, 85, 50 repeating. You don't have to copy those exact numbers, just aim for contrast. For ghost perks, keep them low, often in the 20 to 50 range. This audio version is shortened for playback.